بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول: اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. We are still in this chapter of taqwa, that we should make an effort to acquire taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, which results that we obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and we stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And this is such a necessity that we should make dua for it. First of all, we are very weak in making dua, in allocating time for dua. And then what we should be making dua for, that is also important that we are aware of. In Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the greatest signs of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, all encompassing. We cannot imagine a person who could make such du'as as what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Amongst all those du'as, and to show us the importance of taqwa, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to make this du'a also, and kana yaqul, that is, it was his often habit, regular dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Oh Allah, I ask of you hidayat, guidance. So we shouldn't just take it for granted, I'm on guidance, or just that it will be there, but we should be begging for from Allah Ta'ala. And we need guidance right till the very last moment of our lives, right till maut. Shaitan makes all the time effort, and especially just before maut, he makes a greater effort to rob a person of his iman and misguide him. So we should be regularly making dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you give us hidayat, you give us guidance. With tuqa, and oh Allah, that you bless us with your consciousness, that is with taqwa, that we are aware that you are watching us. And the result of that will be that we will stay away from the disobedience of Allah and we will observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also a very important thing. We shouldn't also take it for granted that I will be doing all the right things, whether it is for today, till my mort, we don't know when we can go offline. So we should be always be conscious and concerned that I must have this fear of Allah Ta'ala, observe and obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a great necessity for us, that we ask of Allah Ta'ala taqwa, and that we must know that it is only when Allah will grant it to us that we will have this taqwa. It is not our own, it's not in our control. It isn't in the control of anyone else also. So, and Allah has given us this great, great link of dua with Allah Ta'ala. And any person we can make this contact with Allah Ta'ala at any time, and then we should be asking for this taqwa. Wal afafa, and chastity, to have purity in a person. The chastity, normally we understand it with regard to a sexual context, that a person doesn't do anything wrong sexually, that he is pure and clean. That is what we normally understand. But afaf is all everything else also. In one's character, a person is pure and clean. A person doesn't beg from people. He stays away from that. He has purity in his thinking, purity in his mind, in his heart, his actions, his cleanliness, everything, that he remains pure. And all these things we have to be begging from Allah Ta'ala. Wal ghina, and oh Allah, I beg of you independence, that I never be dependent on anyone. That is also a very great quality, and we don't know when it can happen, as we had experienced in the unrest in Natal, that people who were so wealthy and giving zakat, but suddenly everything changed and they became the recipients of zakat. And they had to ask for one loaf of bread. They were dependent for one egg, for one loaf of bread, for a slice of bread. So we don't know when things can change. And we must ask Allah Ta'ala all the time that I'm not dependent on anyone. I don't have to become a beggar and go and beg from people. We must not think that I've made enough investments, I've got enough of my bank balance or whatever else it might be. But we should realize that I'm all the time dependent on Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great dua. Like all the du'as of Allah Ta'ala, it will be very advisable if we read a kitab like Munajat-e-Maqbool, Hizb-ul-Azam, in which for every day there is a section, or the ulama have done us a great favor. The du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic du'as, they put it and they made it into daily section. 7 manzils for every day. If we should try and read these du'as, and also, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the ulama, it has been translated in many languages, in English as well. So we can see the translation, and then we can understand, we should realize the importance of du'a, and to beg of Allah, and relevant to this chapter, with regard to taqwa. That is a thing that we should be begging of Allah Ta'ala and asking Him for. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of dua and to be making dua for the right things. Normally if we make dua, we just make for our dunya. When we haven't got money, we in a problem, we make dua. I haven't got a job, I make dua. There is an illness, I'm sick, my family is sick, then we make dua perhaps. But really dua are for these great qualities of mankind, of our deen, which will help us in our dunya also and our akhirat also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.